every assignment I go on, I mean, I'm just like, I still, I mean, after doing this for 25 years, like, I get out of my car with my cameras over my shoulders, I'm like, this is crazy that I'm getting paid to take pictures, you know? It's so cool. You know? It's just like, it's such a riot, you know?
Hey, everybody, I'm Mike DeSisti, and this is the second episode of Paint Everywhere. I'm kind of renaming the podcast here. I'm calling it Paint Everywhere because literally I kind of get paint everywhere when I paint. So it's just kind of the nature of how I do abstract art. So I just thought that was kind of applicable. This episode, I'm going to play some excerpts from an interview that I conducted with a colleague of mine, a reporter, Jim Higgins, who featured me in a story that is coming out in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel print edition called Sneak Peek. And what that is they feature different journalists, different reporters, and kind of gives the readers a behind the scenes look at what they do as part of their job. So this week's feature, they featured me. I'm not quite sure when it's going to come out in print edition, but it will be online. And when that is, I'll put that in the show notes. So I'm going to play some of that interview, and I hope you enjoy. Thanks a lot.
This is kind of weird because I am talking here to my special guest, Jim Higgins, who is I'll have Jim introduce himself. He is a reporter, or would you consider yourself a reporter here at the Journal Sentinel, or a book reviewer, or?
The actual title is Arts and Books Editor.
Okay, he is the Arts and Books Editor here at the Journal Sentinel. So he's going to actually interview me today, which is kind of strange. So I'll let Jim take it away, and he can talk to me a little bit.
All right, Mike, thank you. I'm interviewing you not because I'm desperate to be on your podcast, although that'll be cool, but we have a series here at the Journal Sentinel on Sundays that we call Transparency Stories. We try to give readers a view into the work and occasionally personalities of our colleagues. And so today I'm talking with you not about your brilliant photography, but about your amazing painting. But we got to do a couple of journalism things first.
And okay.
When I interview colleagues, and you're not the first, I have to try to treat them the same way I would treat a regular human being I was interviewing. So,
No.
That it means with a certain courtesy. All right. And where'd you go to college?
I went to college in Carbondale, Illinois, Southern Illinois University.
You were a journalism major?
I was not. I was more. I was a fine arts photography major.
Okay.
Graduated with a degree in a Bachelor of Art in photography.
And what year did you start at the Journal Sentinel?
I started in 2008.
Just in time for the crash.
That's right. Yeah.
When in your life did you start painting?
You know, I painted for a little while. A very brief stint back in around 2002, 2003. It was just for a short amount of time. You know, I got some canvases and some acrylic paints and stuff like that. But that was right around the time when I was starting my professional photojournalism career. And I did it for a little bit, and then that was right around the time in my career, too, where not only was I just starting my career as a photojournalist, but then also video journalism came along as well. And I was always really interested in video, in movie making. You know, when I was a kid, I had a little 8mm Bell and Howe movie camera. So when I was able to incorporate video into photojournalism around 2003, 2004, when, you know, the internet came along and we could start doing video, I got really geeked into doing video for my job. So I got really immersed in video storytelling. And that was right around the time when I started, you know, I was dabbling with doing painting and stuff like that. But so then my hobby of doing you know, abstract painting just kind of went by the wayside because I got more interested in doing other things, you know, and as well as kind of, you know, honing in on my career as a photojournalist. Okay. So I kind of stopped. And then, you know, it's just something that I have always been interested in is, you know, art and the creative aspect of it. And, you know, especially abstract paintings, you know, and just when I'd go to museums, I would immediately, you know, go to like the modern art or the abstract art. And it was just, you know, it was not so much where I would like look at abstract art and think to myself, you know, oh, I could do that, you know, but I would look at it and think I need to do that, you know. Yeah. It was something that I just felt like it was something I needed to do. And I think that's why I started to do it in the first place, you know, back in, you know, 2002 or three or whatever.
Is part of your attraction to abstract art at all? Okay, you're a photographer and a videographer, so realistic painting doesn't appeal to you.
A couple things about that. Mm-hmm. I can't paint realistic paintings. I've never learned how to do it, mm-hmm. and I haven't really necessarily tried to learn how to do it. I think that I spend so much of my professional time, you know, as my day job as a photojournalist, with f-stops and shutter speeds, and you know, everything has to be for the most part very exact, you know, and if it's things are off, you know, you don't, you know, everything's got to be in focus, and you know, and especially for photojournalism, you know, mm-hmm. for art photography not so much, but for photojournalism, you know, everything has to be precise, and there's not a lot of room for interpretation. And there, you know, you can be artistic with photojournalism, and I am, you know, but there's a part of my brain that I don't get to exercise as much with photojournalism that I can with abstract painting. And to continue to answer your question too is, I have, you know, just tried to do, you know, an animal or a wolf or something like that, you know, with abstract paint, and the paint kind of laughs at me, you know. It says, "What are you trying to do, man? You know, you're not trained for this. You know, you haven't, you know." I don't know. I have. It sounds kind of esoterical, but you know, I have respect for the paint, you know, because yes. It's a pretty powerful medium, you know. You try to do something with it that it doesn't want to do, and it'll tell you, you know, don't try to do what you're not trained to do, you know, because I'm not going to cooperate, you know, because
yeah.
You know, people that do this stuff are, you know, I mean, they've trained for thousands and thousands of hours, you know, and are masters at it, you know. And I think that's the other thing I really like about doing abstract painting is versus photojournalism. I know you're probably going to ask another question about this, but with photojournalism, with photography, you know, every photo that I take, no matter what people say or, you know, or, you know, if it's a great photo or whatever, I still look at it and I find something wrong with it, you know. But when I'm done with a painting and I look at it, I'm like, I like this, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm satisfied with it, you know. I don't really find anything wrong with it, and I think that has something to do with me not really being trained in abstract art or with art, you know, with painting mm-hmm. at all. I don't know enough to know that it's not right, you know, and that's fine with me, you know. I'm just really enjoying it. And I'm not as hard on myself with painting that I am with photography because I've been trained in photography. I've been doing it for 25, you know, almost 30 years. And, you know, there's a level to it that, like I said, I'm just not as hard on myself. Yeah. That's why I think I enjoy that aspect of it.
So in 2023, you returned to painting.
Yes. Yeah.
And so what brought that about?
So we, at my house, we have an unfinished basement. It's just like a white, you know, it's a cinder block wall. And we had to paint it, and we just painted it white. And you know, I still had like all the old, like some old canvases and an easel and some paint brushes and even some paint left over from back when I used to paint. And you know,
those are back from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So some part of you was hanging on
to
that material.
Oh yeah, it was in a closet. It was just sitting there, you know, not doing anything. And you know, my kids were like, you know, we need art for this unfinished basement wall. You know, you got all this stuff. Why don't you paint some paintings for it? And I was like, why don't we all, like, that's a good idea. Maybe we can all paint something, you know. So I got these little, you know, still had these little 4x5 or 4x4 inch little tiny canvases, you know. Mm-hmm. So I have two daughters there. One's going to be 15 in a little bit, and one's 12. And we, all three of us, we painted these little canvases and, you know, hung them on the wall. But I really, it was just something reignited in me that I was like, this is a lot of fun. I really enjoy doing this. And then I got a couple more. I think I still had a couple larger, you know, maybe 12 by 12 canvases left over. So I just painted those. And then it just kind of took off, and I just kept going. And you know, I'd always really wanted to do larger format canvases. And there was just something, I don't know what, you know, I would see those huge, big paintings in museums and stuff, you know, or even, huge ones, but just, you know, 4-foot by 5-foot ones. And I would just think that, you know, maybe those canvases were just way too expensive, or if you started it and messed up, you just wasted. I just had some mental block, you know. But then I looked into it, and you can get them on sale, and they're not that expensive. And so I got a couple of them, and I was just like, this is awesome. You know, I just went to town and started doing big canvases, and I really enjoy the larger format. And I just kept going, and it's awesome. You know, I really am not very good at meditating or yoga or anything like that. And I know how important it is to do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I run, you know, but, my mind just like wanders, you know, when I do that stuff, and I can't like recenter myself, you know, mm-hmm. But, when I'm painting, man, I'm not thinking about the past, or I'm not thinking about the future. I'm just right in the present, you know, and I'm not thinking about anything else. And it's awesome. Yeah. You know, I have great respect for the paint, and I'm just going to let it's in charge. And I'm not really necessarily doing it to really come away with something that looks definitely like something. I'm doing it, you know. I know it sounds cliche, but it's for the process of doing it is so fun that, you know, when I come away with something that I'm just happy with, I'm happy. So I don't really, to answer your question, I don't really necessarily have a plan to begin with. It's almost, it really does remind me, you know, like when you're in, from the photo days, you know, when you're in the dark room, and, you know, you have, I mean, you go out and you take a picture, and you kind of know what it's going to be, you know, when you develop a blank piece of paper. You have this blank canvas, and I look at it, I'm like, I cannot wait to see what this is going to be, you know. I love that feeling. You know, I'm down there in the basement, and I have this huge, big white canvas, and I'm just like, what is this going to be, you know? And you just, and in some ways I never know, you know, until the paint starts going on. Yeah.
We talked about this before we went on air here. How do you know when you're finished?
That's a good question. You know, a lot of times,
this is also a problem that writers have too, of all kinds.
Is it really?
Oh yes. Oh yes. Especially creative writers, but yes, there are famous anecdotes from poets about, you know, today I put a comma in, and then after lunch I took the comma out. So the whole, when am I finished, is a question, I think, for artists of all kinds.
Yeah. I mean, how do you know when you're, what do you, Do you bounce
I have
off
a strong
people?
Drive to finish things. Yeah. So I tend to have I tend to more know when it's not finished. I can feel a conclusion coming when I think something is done. Or as Kathy Flanagan used to say, I'm ready to break up with this story.
Yeah.
That was her answer. But you talked about this. So how do you know or decide when the painting is finished?
Well, I mean, sometimes you can just look at it and know, okay, I better stop before I ruin it. But a lot of times I have my daughter, Catherine, she's 12, and she's a great artist in her own right. She's just super, super creative, but I'll bring her down in the basement and I'll say, hey, is this done? You know, and she'll look at it because kids are really honest, you know, and they'll say, and she'll tell me, no, you know, this, it needs more yellow or there's too much yellow or, you know, it needs a little bit more of this or needs a little bit more of that. So she does a really good job. She's also, she's a really good, you know, during the pandemic when we had to work at home a lot, you know, I had to edit photos by myself. And she was actually pretty good at photo editing. You know, I'd have like three portraits of somebody and say, which one of these do you like? You know, and she'd say, that one, she looks happier, you know, whatever. Yeah. I'll ask her, you know, I'll ask my wife, you know, she's my wife's, you know, it's just good to have someone to bounce something off of. I got a couple artist friends that will text photos back and forth, you know, of our work and say, you know, what do you think? But, I mean, Catherine's a big, big help. I did a little podcast to her. That was my first one, and we talked about that a little bit.
But,
yeah.
You were going to tell me why you use acrylic paint?
Oh, yeah. So acrylic is, you know, I tend to paint well, I paint, like, sometimes I'll paint early in the morning, and I'll paint after dinner. You know, this job that we have kind of is a time suck for all of us, you know. and you know, so I paint when I can. And, like, sometimes I'll go down in the basement, and I'll throw in a load of laundry. And, like, if I got 10 minutes, I'll go over to whatever I'm working on, and I'll paint for a few minutes. And the thing about acrylic that's really nice is it just washes up really easily. You know, I think with oil, and I've tried it once, and you need to, it's a commitment. You know, you need to paint for a while, and it takes a while to wash up. And, you know, I mean, oil artists that paint with oil might be listening and be like, no, it's not that big a deal. All you do is this or whatever. But, I mean, it took me forever to wash it up, and it's just super easy to clean up, and it's, and it dries really quick, and it works for me. So I mean, the main answer to your question is the cleanup factor. Because sometimes I'll paint, like I said, it'll just be 5 minutes, and I'll rinse something off, and then dry it up, and I'm back to carting the kids around.
Do acrylic paints also have the brightness that you like in color, or is there not really a difference between acrylic and oil that way?
I think so. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I haven't used oil really to know the difference. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, oil like takes forever to dry, so you can mix it better and stuff like that. But I mean, I don't. You know, I'm very new at this, so I don't know.
in your mind, is there a top and a bottom, or?
You mean for abstract stuff?
Is there a top and bottom direction, or are you not thinking that way?
That's a great question, because, like, sometimes I'll start it in one way, and then I'll flip it around, and I'll paint it in another direction. Now, the thing is when I sell it, like, I'll mount it and hang it one way, and then when somebody buys it, I don't sign those. I don't sign them. Because then that restricts somebody from hanging it a certain way. Because now this varies depending on the artist. Like, some artists will sign their abstract one and they'll say, "Now this is definitely the way that it goes." You know. Yeah. Now I don't like to restrict the person that's purchasing it from hanging an abstract piece of work. You know, like if it's a 4x5, they might want to hang it horizontally. They might want to hang it vertically. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a piece of abstract art. You know, it's up to them. If they're going to buy it, they can hang it however they want. And if I sign it, they're restricted to the way they hang it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what I'll do is I'll say, once you get it and you hang it, I'll come over and I'll sign it, you know, if they're local, you know. And I've done that a few times. Like, I once they purchase it, they figure out, you know, they say, okay, we're going to hang it. You know, I had it hanging, you know, somewhere horizontally, but they decided they want to hang it vertically. So then I go over there and I sign it after they're hanging it. So, but I sign everything. I just wait until the purchaser or the collector decides how they want to hang it, you know. But, you know, some artists are like very strict and like, this is how it goes. But if it's super abstract, you know, it doesn't have like buildings or like the shore one that you mentioned before, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, I think I would like to leave it up to them, you know.
You've made some pretty cool time-lapse videos of painting your paintings, which I have to believe helps sell them. And your cat, Emily is your cat's name? Your cat is in a number of the paintings. Have you ever gotten paint on Emily?
I have got paint on Emily. No, Emily's gotten paint on herself. That's what I... She's a fan favorite, that's for sure.
So how hard is it to wash up Emily?
I try to do the best I can. Like, and that's the good... Back to your question about why I use acrylic.
Yeah.
You know, it's non-toxic. Because, like, I'll get paint all over Emily or, you know... Emily will get paint all over her paw or whatever, and then I'll get the most of it off, and then, you know, she'll still have a paw full of paint, and then the next day I'll look, and it'll be totally gone.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be like, okay. So she had licked it off, you know. But, Emily, I don't know what it is about that cat, man. I'll just go down there and start painting, and she'll be wandering on my legs, and, you know, and I put up a little bed so she'd, like, sit over there, but she still won't have anything to do with it, but... You know, I think that's why people watch those videos, too. It's because the cat, you know, and I'll get comments on, you know, YouTube or whatever, you know. I'll post a painting video and the comments are all like, great cat, you know. Nothing about my paintings, you know, but hey, whatever, man, I'll take it, you know, as long as you're watching.
How many paintings have you sold?
I don't know the total number. I'd have to look that up for you.
Okay. I mean, it's in the dozens, in the 20s?
20s, yeah.
In the 20s?
20s, 30s.
Do you have an estimate of how many you've actually painted since you came back to painting?
40. Okay. This job is in photo, you know, in journalism, it teaches you to be very productive.
Oh, yes.
You know?
And is there a rough estimate of how long it takes you to paint a painting?
I would say an average probably... Like hour-wise?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know, for your videos, it actually takes about 90 seconds to paint.
Yeah, right, 30 to... You got to keep it... No, you got to keep it under a minute for shorts.
So, yeah.
I would say 15 hours, maybe, you know? I mean, because, like, every night I'll go down for an hour and... Mm-hmm. And work on it, and then in the morning for an hour, and that usually takes like a week and a half, you know. So,
has your return of painting had any effect on your photography?
You know, that's a good question. I get asked that, and I think it's more the photography has more of an effect on my painting, I would think, although not a ton, but. Mm-hmm. You know, I think when I paint, I've just been looking at photos and composition for so long, and like looking at, like when a painting looks too dark on one side or too light on one side. You know, I've been toning images for so long that I like, okay, my eye goes too much to this side or it goes too much to this side, so I lighten it up on this side or lighten a painting up on one side or lighten it up on the other side, or you know, I think it's helped me paint more than painting is helping or altering the way I'm photographing. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's doing much to my photography at all. Other than I'm not going out and taking sunrise photos or, you know, doing as much leisurely photography as much as I was before. Although I still am, you know, when there's a good moon, you know, I still go out and shoot that or whatever. But
You know, they train us to save the really difficult questions for the end of the interview.
Oh, okay. Is that right?
So I think both your colleagues and your readers want to know, are you going to leave the newspaper to paint full time?
No, I love this job. I love my job as a photojournalist. I mean, I'm not going anywhere. The thing is too, it is so hard. If I wanted to go out and try to make it as an artist, I mean, I have such respect for artists that try to do it full time and make it, and that try to do it full time and make it. I mean, there's so many times when I talked about, oh yeah, I painted this many and I sold some and that's great and everything, but for all those, there's like 20 more that people like will reach out and say, hey, I'm really interested in this, and you're like, great, when do you want to come over and buy it or whatever, and you hear nothing, you know, it's just, and I think, thank God I'm not doing this full time, because but beside all that, every assignment I go on, after doing this for 25 years, like I get out of my car with my cameras over my shoulders, I'm like, this is crazy that I'm getting paid to take pictures, it's so cool, it's just like, it's such a riot, Yeah. It's like I'm on a field trip, I get that from my colleague, Mark Hoffman. It's like we're on field trips, we go on a field trip every day,
Yeah.
You get to see and learn new things and meet new people, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
So no, I don't have any plans. I got 15, 20 more years I need to keep going.
Anything I should have asked you here today about your painting?
I knew you were going to ask me that. No, I don't think so.
You can always send me a message if you have a second thought.
Yeah. No, I think I blabbered long enough.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure. Keep up the good work.
Well, thanks. Yeah. And for everyone listening, don't forget to check out my work. It's on my website, mikedesisti.com. And smash that subscribe button on my YouTube channel.
That's right.
That's what all the kids say.
That's right. Thank you, Mike.
All right, cool. Thanks, Jim.
All right, well, there you have it. That was a lot of fun talking to Jim. He is an amazing reporter. He is an awesome journalist and also an established author, too. He's got a number of different books out. I will put some links to the books also as well in the show notes that he's written. Does a lot of books about music and just an all-around great dude as well. It was a lot of fun talking to him, and I appreciate you listening to this episode of Paint Everywhere. Thanks a lot. Talk to you next time.